I think it's important that we realize that we're all young at heart and we all need a message that is like down to child level sometimes for us to understand. That's why I think it's so important to continue to do youth messages, especially for us older youth, for lack of a better term. But I entitled my message this week, Be Prepared. And it's important to understand, be prepared. Now, the Boy Scouts have a motto, and their motto is, be prepared. And the founder of the Boy Scouts was asked one time, well, what should we be prepared for? And he had a good answer, I think. Almost anything. Be prepared for almost anything. Well, in our scripture text today, Jesus was calming the storm. And we have storms around our area. We have earthquakes. Very, very rare, but we have them occasionally. But we do have tornadoes, don't we? And even hurricanes and just foul weather in general. Well, I don't think that any of us should be afraid of things if we are prepared. And what I mean by that is to, like television will tell you, be prepared for the storm that's coming and get batteries and water and all that kind of stuff. You know, that's important. But it's also important if you get caught into a situation that you don't know what to do. Like maybe even get lost. And it's easy to get lost or turned around sometimes. And to make sure that you have remembered your address, that's important. Your parents' phone number, that's important. Because if you run across somebody, like police officers or whatever, they're always there to help us if we just ask them. Or firefighters or any of the other people. Teachers, that's a good place to go. But you need to be prepared to have all that situation so that you remember. And if you can't remember the phone numbers, write them down and put a copy somewhere where you can find it, like maybe your backpack or something like that. But you always got to be ready for all kinds of stuff. And that's what I wanted to remind you today of the gospel of Mark, where Jesus was calming the storms, because the disciples were in a boat and they were just going across the lake, where they call it a sea, but it's really a lake, the Sea of Galilee. And storms over there come up very quickly. And so Jesus was sleeping in the back of the boat, and the storm came up, and they, oh no, what do we do now? Wake him up. And Jesus did get awake, and he simply said to the storm, quiet down. Why are you afraid? He said. Do you still have not faith in me? Wow. So that got the disciples straightened out, but what he did do is they said, even this man calms the storms and the wind. So be prepared, because we never know when a storm's coming. Amen. It's a simple thing to do, but it's a very important message. Be prepared. God loves you, and so do I.